Podcast.
Coming up on the Gym Class, big football news coming out of Iowa City today. Not great news from Iowa City last night. We will talk some college wrestling and fantasy football. All that coming up. It is a big Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on another cold January day, January the 3rd to be exact, we welcome you into the Gym Class. It is 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, and you out there. Thanks a whole bunch for tuning into the program here today. Good show coming up. As we are going to talk to Mark Ironside here in just a little bit. Plenty to look back on as far as the Midlands is concerned. We will talk about that with Mark. Also, we will talk a little bit about fantasy football. That is brought to you by Imon Communications, our official sponsor of all things fantasy football. And we will talk with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Your keeper questions for Chris. I know a lot of people have keeper questions that they want to ask him. Looking ahead to next year. Should you keep David Johnson? Should you keep this guy? Should you keep that guy? We'll get his thoughts about it. That'll be coming up in the back half of the program. We'll have a Bowling Night in America preview for you tonight as well as we get back into it. And that will kick off 2018. But we start in Iowa City, Mark, with news from the Iowa football team today. And not entirely unexpected news on either front today as far as players that are going. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Josh Jackson, the defensive back, has declared for the NFL draft, and backup quarterback Tyler Wiegers is going to be a graduate transfer headed for Eastern Michigan. I'd submit that neither pieces of news is extremely surprising at all. Jackson is really a remarkable story, considering the fact that he started one game last year and did what he did this year. You don't see that very often, a consensus All-America, and will he be a first-round draft pick in the NFL? That's our poll question today, KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. It's a yes or no question. Well, Josh Jackson be a first-round NFL draft pick.
Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And I think no one was surprised by the move by Josh Jackson because, as you mentioned, Mark, the fact that he came out of nowhere this year, I think everyone knew Josh Jackson was going to be a pretty good player, was going to be solid at one of the corners for the Iowa Hawkeyes, but I don't think anybody had any idea he was going to make 8 interceptions. Nobody had any idea he was going to be a unanimous and consensus All-American. And, yeah, Desmond King did it, but Desmond King had a little bit more of a pedigree going into his senior season. Josh Jackson, you're not going to have your stock be any higher than it is right now. You have to strike while the iron is hot, and I think that's exactly what the thinking was.
Well, you might have been able to say the same thing about Desmond King after his junior season. Yet he came back, encouraged by his mother to get his education. And now today, King ranked the 8th best rookie season in the NFL. Pretty darn good.
Very much so. What do you think? Do you agree with the decision? 319-366-1600. Go ahead and vote on the poll question at KGYMRadio.com. And also, I think it was the worst-kept secret in New York City last week, and that was Tyler Wiegers, and he was out there shopping around, and Eastern Michigan had caught his attention, caught his eye a little bit, and so Wiegers is now going to be not with the Iowa football program. So what does that do? It means Iowa's going to have a new backup quarterback next year behind Nate Stanley. Now, is it going to be Peyton Mansell, or is it going to be Spencer Petros? It is Spencer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Petros, the incoming freshman. And how's that going to play out next year? Remember, those guys are only one play away from getting in. Didn't happen this year with Tyler Wiegers. Hasn't really happened the last couple of years. He just wants to go and get some playing time.
Yeah, you can't blame Wiegers at all. He's buried behind Stanley. No guarantee he's ever going to see the field next year. So why not? He's graduated, and go out and have a good year at Eastern Michigan and see what might happen. You know, Nick Szymanek, graduate transfer. Was he? Maybe he's just a transfer.
I think it was just a transfer.
He did well. And there's been a couple others as well that left the Iowa program and kind of resurrected their career. So hopefully the same for Wiegers. We never really got a glimpse of what kind of quarterback he really was.
No, but he had a very good pedigree coming to the University of Iowa. Very good pedigree. And I'm interested to see how he's going to play up at Eastern Michigan. I assume that he's going to get a chance to get in there and get a chance to win that starting job because of the fact I haven't done any research on who the quarterback for Eastern Michigan was this past year, but Tyler Wiegers wouldn't have chose a place, and granted, it is in his home state of Michigan. He's from outside the Detroit area, went to Country Day High School in Detroit. You wouldn't go somewhere if you weren't going to probably play.
Mm-hmm.
Or thought you had a really good chance of coming in there and playing. Should not dismiss as well, Iowa also has Ryan Boyle, the junior to be from West Des Moines Dowling. They also have, of course, the former Lindmark quarterback and Ryan Schmidt. They are also in the fold. So Iowa will still have five quarterbacks all told next year. Remember, Drew Cook has moved to the tight end spot. 319-366-1600, 11 past the hour of 3 o'clock. That's the football side of things. That the two things were expected today. What was not expected was yet another home loss by the Iowa men's basketball team last night as Michigan went in there. And yeah, it ended up a 7-point game, but if you were there or if you were listening or if you were watching, you know that game was not a 7-point game throughout last night. It was at one point 71-54 with the under 4 timeout when most of Carver emptied out last night.
Something is wrong with this team, is it not? Whether it be the chemistry, Tyler Cook's comments after the game that the energy level wasn't there. I mean, we're talking January, and your energy level isn't there for a Big Ten home game. I find that hard to believe.
And one you had to win.
Yeah.
Basically.
The defense was awful. It seemed like Michigan made everything in a stretch in the first half where the game was determined. And once again, I think the guard depth really showed itself, or lack thereof, in part of the Iowa Hawkeyes, because Michigan really concentrated on stopping Bohannon and making him work for everything that he might get.
And it's not like they stopped Jordan Bohannon, but if you put a lot of pressure on Jordan, if you make him play defense, and we'll get more on that coming up in a little bit. If you have to bring the ball up, if you've got to play defense on a very good player, a senior in Muhammad Ali Rahman last night, who's very good, very good player for Michigan. And Michigan's a good team. I should interject with that as well. But
they had two guards averaging 3 and 4 points a game.
Yep.
Who both reached double figures. And shot it from the outside because Iowa wouldn't close out on defense.
Iowa's defense right now is just plain bad. And I think they'd be the first ones to say it. Fran McCaffrey better be one that would say it as well. They knew what the game plan was. Michigan is a dribble penetration kick team. And Iowa allowed the dribble penetration. They had to have weak side come over. They didn't have rotation on the backside to go to the corners or to drop down low, whatever the case may be. Late getting there and open three-pointer after open three-pointer. What was even more frustrating, I think, for the Iowa fans is the fact that Michigan got 3 or 4 just wide open layups where nobody dropped off their guy, nobody communicated, and they went in just for dunks or a layup. You just can't have that. You just can't have that at home in January in conference play. And until the defense shores up, communication shores up, like I said, there's something wrong with this team. There was great expectations. There are going to be even bigger expectations next year when Joe Wieskamp comes in and no one basically leaves. I mean, Don Mueller's the only senior, and he's not even playing right now. The substitution patterns are a little fuzzy right now. Some guys go in 3 minutes, never go back in. Jack Nungy did that, started last night, but didn't play basically the last 30 minutes plus of that game. There's just a lot of things to make you scratch your head right now.
For what it's worth, I'm going to propose a different starting lineup, and certainly starting lineups are not the end-all in college basketball, far from it. But something needs to change. Nungy doesn't belong in the starting lineup. I would go with the lineup to start with Garza, Cook, Bohannon, Daly, and Moss. Bring Nick Bear off the bench, get Pemsel in the game early, and go from there. See how it goes. Because, I mean, Nungy played, what, 3 minutes?
Not much. And then didn't play the rest of the game.
No.
He was in Fran's doghouse last night. Took some really questionable shots at the beginning. But 319-366-1600. We're going to talk wrestling coming up here with Mark Ironside. We're going to have Chris Liss join us coming up as well. And I will say this. Misery loves company. I was not the only team that's struggling right now. The Northwestern Wildcats made the first NCAA tournament in program history last year. They were going to be the darlings, one of the top. They were, I think, expected by most of the preseason prognosticators, top four in the Big Ten. And right now, Northwestern can't get out of their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Lost at their home away from home at Allstate Arena last night. But like I told you, the team I'm impressed with and watched after the Iowa game last night when we were out having a bite was Texas Tech. And I told you, and I think I told Kevin Lehman as well, I think this might be the year to get Kansas. They're not real deep, and it's not a great Kansas team. Now, I think West Virginia or TCU might get them, but Texas Tech led from start to finish at Allen Fieldhouse last night and really dictated everything there was in that game.
I wouldn't give up on Kansas, but certainly I think they're vulnerable. It is vulnerable. And I think the Big 12 is really, from top to bottom, probably the top team or top conference in the country. TCU beat Baylor, a very good team, in overtime. And Iowa State's going to struggle to reach the top half of that league.
319-366-1600. That is the Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers text line. And that is our phone lines as well. As we continue here on this Wednesday, going to talk with Mark here in a moment, who joins us in studio, and Chris Liss is going to join us coming up as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about the other announcement out of Iowa City today, and that was Spencer Lee, much anticipated.
His walk-up music?
We'll have the walk-up music, but his red shirt is coming off.
Well, not Mark's walk-up music. I want Spencer Lee's walk-up music.
This might be one and the same.
Well, you never know. You never know how it'll play out. So we'll talk about Spencer Lee in just a moment or two. Mark joining us in studio. We'll talk with him when we come back. You're listening to Gym Class here on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
AutoZone presents Bumps in the Road. Worn shocks and struts can turn simple bumps into a dangerous problem. And if your car nosedives when you stop, you might need new shocks or struts. And right now, when you buy one Gabriel Ultra Strut, you get the second for half price. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Discounted product must be of equal or lesser value. Sales tax not included.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You guys want to do it?
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Change it up today. Let's take you down. Gormit, get ready. I like this take you down. Hey, why do you got cut off so fast?
Well, I didn't. I just turned on the... Here, hold on. Hey, it's still gone.
I don't have my headphones on.
You don't have your headphones on. If you have your headphones on, you can hear it.
Now that is... It's hard for me not to cuss sometimes on this radio.
Well, we appreciate that.
There's a smile to your face every time you hear it.
It does. It really does. That's an awesome song. That's a really awesome song. And I actually talked to Tony last week. It was last week or the week before. He called me up and just out of the blue one day. And he's out in Nashville. Just wanted to follow up. Hadn't talked to each other for a while. And I was telling him about how it's my walkout song, so he was pretty happy and impressed, and he was going to be starting to tune in and listen to the
nice.
Show from out there. So I don't know if he's listening now or not, but if he is, big shout out to Tony Winkler in The Last Ride, and he's kicking some tail and grinding out there, so all the best to him.
What Excellent. About the news of the day?
What about it, Mark?
Well, you've been opposed to it, Spencer Lee. For one thing, I don't know why he defaulted out of the Constellations at the Midlands, but... Whether that was precautionary or that he was actually injured or what?
Precautionary, but I don't know. I gotta mind my P's and Q's and just be smart and say, all right, Spencer Lee's wrestling for us and
cool. You have never minded your P's and Q's. That's not why you're on this show.
Oh, by the way, we should mention as well that Mark's appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And big kudos to Kurt for helping you out for the upcoming dip into the lake.
Yeah, glad I wasn't taking no Arctic plunge this last few days. Holy smokes. Yeah, Kurt Gustafson stepped up and gave me a big plunge, and we're teaming up with him and his sister who are, you know, a big part of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and so we're going to get the custom Iowa singlet done for him that I've already worked up, specialized just for this jump itself, and with the JDRF logo on there. And then after we're done, let the club members and Gable sign it and give it to them to do as they wish, and hopefully raise some money for their foundation.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good job. Thank you,
so,
Kurt.
Yes, thank you very, very much, Kurt. And it puts a little bit more on my body than what I'm used to. So.
Well, now getting back to everything that happened at the Midlands. And, of course, Spencer Lee coming out today. The only thing left is he hasn't finalized his walkout music yet. So, well, you know.
Tough decisions.
That's a tough decision. But that'll be finalized before the first home meet that'll be coming up, which is actually Friday night against Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State's coming in. You know, we haven't wrestled at home for a while since the Illinois meet, so it'll be fun to watch. I'm sure, obviously, a lot of people will be coming out to watch Spencer wrestle. Michigan State really doesn't have anything. I think the highest-ranked guy they have is their 41-pounder. He's ranked, I think as high as he's ranked is 16th, but 18th in two poles, 16th in another. So it's not like Michigan State's bringing a whole lot to the table here to this meet, so it's not going to be some outstanding meet. Spencer Lee's guy is also a true freshman. So his 18-3 record, if you got an 18-3 record, I mean, even though he's a true freshman, he's no slouch. I don't know who Michigan State's wrestled so far or whatnot yet either. So, but yeah, Spencer Lee, you know, made his debut in the Midlands tournament, came out like a house of fire, wrestled, you know, extremely well. And then in the, you know, semifinals, ended up getting beat on a controversial call at the end, whether he had a reversal or not. You know, you could probably, you know, do that 10 times, and 5 times you'll get that call, 5 times you won't. But, you know, just like anything else, you don't put yourself in that position to start with, and then you don't have to worry about whether you got a bad call or not. You know, no points in the first period. I mean, that's not like Spencer Lee and Bresser from Oregon State played a very good strategic match, wrestled a very strategic match against, you know, Lee, stayed away from him. But Lee really did not do a very good job at all of staying in his own game and making sure he got his hands on him. And when he got his hands on him, keeping his hands on him and getting to his offense. And, you know, I know that, you know, Lee, Spencer Lee, man, unbelievable, great kid. Love the kid. Great family. You know, just lives and breathes the sport of wrestling. Just a super good kid. You know, the thing I don't like about it is everybody's basically building him up to be Superman and basically God.
Tough weight class this year.
It is a tough weight class, but it's a tough weight class every year. I mean, there's not many weight classes in Division I wrestling that aren't a tough weight class, except for like this year, 197 pounds. But, yeah, I mean, we got Tom Cello, 2-time, you know, national champion returning. He's dropping back down to 25 from 33. He's tough, you know, and I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm opposed to it. I always have been. I still am. I don't know why people have jumped on this bandwagon except for a marketing and entertainment value, and that's about it. And that's it only. I don't know. I don't get paid the big bucks, so I don't make these decisions. But I mean, everybody's has their own decision, and everybody wants to see it and so forth. But I look at it for two ways. You know, Iowa wrestling has never had a 4-time national champion before, ever. This is our best opportunity for that. So in my mind, let's give Spencer Lee the utmost and best opportunity to be that first 4-timer for our program. That would be enormous for our program.
You'd have that opportunity next year, though, too.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But this year, I mean, like I said, Tomasello, 2-time national champ, tough weight class. It's always going to be tough weight class, like I said. But it would give him, not saying that he can't beat Tomasello, but obviously he just got beat by Bresser, which I don't even know what he was ranked. So basically what I'm saying, he's not Superman. He's not invincible, okay? He's only, you know, a very young kid, true freshman in a tough weight class. Nothing's automatic here, which a lot of people are kind of building up to be, and they're just, you know, acting like this was just a fluke, which I think it is. You know, he wrestles Bresser again. He's not going to get beat Bresser again. You know, you go back to the Lincoln McRavy days when they pulled Lincoln McRavy out of red shirt. He lost his first match in the Carver Hawkeye Arena, ends up winning a national title. Worked out. It also worked out for the team. Had he not won that national title, they probably wouldn't have won the Nationals that year. This year, it's a little bit different team-wise. I haven't seen our team wrestle. Let's say Spencer Lee goes and wins a national championship this year. God bless him. That is awesome for Spencer Lee. And I pray that that happens. I would so love to see him win it and get 4 titles and be our first 4-timer more than anybody. I mean, I would love to see it. But even with him winning that national championship, if he wins it this year, I don't see our team right now, have not seen the team perform as a team yet to be able to beat the likes of Penn State or Ohio State. We're just not solid enough at 33, 41, 84, 97. I mean, we just have some big gaps there that it just, I don't see where we're going to be able to do that yet. And if it's going to be the difference where we risk him not being a 4-timer, risk that by us finishing, say, second instead of first, or third instead of fourth. I don't think that makes sense. To me, I think that's greedy and selfish, personally. I think that's greedy and selfish of the program, and I think it's just like falling into the entertainment marketing scheme and value in this day and age and try and stay up with the times, and you got to wrestle them right now, you know, it's exciting, you know, let's just do something fun and crazy and cool. But Patience, people. Our Iowa wrestling fans are legit. They've been around from day one, and they're not going anywhere. If Spencer Lee doesn't wrestle this year, and we have Stickley in there, who, God bless him, he's a great kid, too. He goes out and he fights his tail off every time. He is no Spencer Lee by any means. But he's also not going out and getting pinned every time and just going out and stalling, and he's no fun to watch and so forth. But Even if we don't wrestle Spencer Lee, we wrestle Stickley, the fans are still coming back. We've been through a lot worse times than what we're going through right now. I mean, we got Kemmer. Nobody's even talking about Michael Kemmer.
Big Ten Wrestler of the Week.
Big Ten Wrestler of the Week. pins in Texas way through the millions until the finals wins 5-2 against a stud who he went to high school with. You know, that's to me where the storyline should be. And, you know, I mean, let's talk about some other. Sam Stoll, unbelievable tournament. Crazy. He should get possibly the MVP of the tournament. And in the finals, that's kind of probably what got him away from the MVP. But he also avenged a loss where he got beat by Hall from Arizona State last year in the semifinals, and he beat him in the finals this year. Wasn't his best match, but he got the job done, you know. But everybody's talking about something else over here, and it's taken away from some of the other guys. And you know, when you brought up the question earlier, why didn't he wrestle after he lost? That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I've heard precautionary. Precautionary what? Precautionary for what? I don't know. Is he physically injured? Did he tweak his knee? But it's not bad, and we're just going to kind of precautionary hold him out until Michigan State just to make it not any worse. That could be, and that's a really legit reason not to wrestle him the rest of that tournament. If precautionary where he was totally fine, nothing happened to him, he didn't tweak anything, well, and then not wrestle him, which is precautionary, I think that's BS. I think if you show up, nothing happened, and your knee's completely fine, all of a sudden you lose, that's BS, and you don't wrestle more. You show up to wrestle and win the tournament, you get beat, so what? You still go and wrestle back for third. That's mm-hmm. the best next the best thing. So, but again, I don't know, you know, what the exact true reason was. You know, I don't know. So
did somebody ask me why he couldn't, that was not reviewable in the semifinals because he was wrestling unattached?
Yeah, he was wrestling unattached.
Big deal.
You can't, because I don't know the exact rhyme and reason, but my guess would be that since unattached guys aren't really in the team race, that they're not going to take the time to review it.
Well, that's bull.
I agree. You know, I agree. But
not that would have got reversed, but.
Yeah. You know.
Let's talk about, you mentioned a lot of the guys, Kemmerer and Stoll. Iowa had five champions at the Midlands.
Iowa as a whole. That was a great.
Wrestled really
well. I was very impressed by the team as a whole. I was not there. I watched a lot of it on the computer and listened to Stephen Grace and Matt McDonough on the radio at the same time. I thought Iowa as a whole wrestled fairly well. I mean, I was pretty impressed. Sorensen still overtime matches, you know. God, I wish we could get away from those, but Jason Sertzis goes overtime with pretty much everybody.
Wilkie?
Wilkie, but same thing, overtime. He makes it look so easy in overtime. Why do we wait until overtime? You know, that's going to come back and bite him right in the tail when it matters the most. You know, get past that. And he did it against Illinois, you know. Never made really any attempt the entire match. And then overtime, boom, slicks him, makes it look super easy, super duck, real quick. Okay? The guy has got some phenomenal athletic skills. Phenomenal. But he just doesn't use them until he has to use them. He has to learn to wrestle and get out of his comfort zone. And he is not doing that. And it's going to come back, and it's going to bite him. Question is, where's Pat Downey? I don't know where Pat Downey is.
That's a question on the text line.
I don't know where Pat Downey is. He was scheduled to wrestle at the Midlands. I don't know why. I talked to Tom this morning. I probably should have asked him, but I don't like to pry and get into people's business and this and that. I don't know. He's the Iowa State transfer. Mm-hmm. I hear we're taking him down to 84. You know, but will he be the same wrestler at 84 versus 97? Wait and see. You know, I think Pat Downey, when he's feeling good and he's strong and he's wrestling 97, not really cutting any weight, I think that guy right there is an animal. But all of a sudden, you start pulling some weight on him. He starts messing with his head a little bit. He starts concentrating, focus more so on weight cutting, and he's not feeling as good. That could take a complete reverse effect on you and not be that Pat Downey that people have known, where he just goes out and lets the fur fly and can hold up an entire 7 minutes. So I don't know where they're at or what's going on there. So I guess I'm just going to sit back and wait like everybody else and see what happens.
Would you like to talk to the Iowa men's basketball team?
About what? I watched the first half of that game last night. My daughter's not at home, watched the first half of the game. And then at halftime, I had recorded Braveheart over mm-hmm. the weekend. I was like, hey, I'm going to turn on Braveheart. Well, then, of course, I couldn't stop watching it once I started watching it. And so I didn't get to see the second half, but I read about it in the Gazette today.
A lot of people, and this is a product of 2017, 2018 now. A lot of people out there on social networking saying that this is going to be a completely different looking lineup coming up tomorrow night or Friday night when Iowa goes out against Michigan State and when they wrestle Oklahoma State coming up the following weekend. You mentioned a couple of them. Spencer Lee, we know of. Downey maybe at 184, or which may domino a whole bunch of other things too. So this could be something completely out of left field Friday night.
It could be. I mean, there's no doubt it's going to be you throw a guy like Spencer Lee in the lineup who, I mean, the kid's freaking good. He is a stud. I mean, he's got fireworks. Of course, that is going to make it a whole new lineup, and it's probably going to boost some of the guys on the team and get them going a little bit more. It's going to really spark them. And then, you know, Pat Downey, if he finds a lineup, you know, a match meet or two down the road, that could, you know, help. Again, I don't know how much it's going to help because, you know, Wilkie's not doing bad, even though he's not, you know, lighting things on fire, but he's not doing bad. And Bowman's okay, too. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I'm not arguing from an entertainment point of value that I would rather go and sit in the stands and watch Spencer Lee wrestle than Stickley. I mean, a two-year-old could see that difference, you know. It's just a matter of this, if this is the right time or not. Let's put this in perspective. 5 years down the road from now, when Spencer Lee's graduated, what are we going to do? It's like, man, sure would be nice to have Spencer Lee back right now. You know, when Ohio State doesn't have, you know, Kyle Snyder, Tomasello, you know, in the lineup, and Penn State doesn't have five returning national champs more than likely. You know, we got probably a legit chance of winning a national championship. Be nice to have Spencer Lee in that lineup right now. You know, he's just like a big Christmas present, all wrapped up under the tree, and you can't wait for Christmas Day to come. So we're going to open it up a week before, you know. Hey, patience, you know, but hey, it is what it is. The red shirt's coming off, whether you like it, whether you agree with it, it doesn't matter. The entertainment value, it's going to be a marketing thing. They're already doing it. Put it on social media. Show it, sending pictures out of the program this week. They're blowing it up. Whether you agree or disagree, it doesn't matter. It's happening, and it's definitely going to put more value this year into Iowa wrestling.
8008 on the text line wanted to know your feelings on how tough the field was in the Midlands.
I think it was okay.
You better than the Southern Scuffle.
Very much better than Southern.
That was
very
down this
disappointing
year.
In the Southern Scuffle. I couldn't believe how...
Although you and I got second down there.
Right, but that is good reason. I mean, nothing against you and I and Doug Schwab, but if they're getting second, that kind of shows you know, the level of competition at the Southern Scuffle. I was like, really, like, wow, that is really down by the... Midlands was definitely a tougher tournament than the Southern Scuffle. I think it was great. I think Midlands is great because we get to see a lot of schools that we don't typically get to see, you know, Arizona State included. Rutgers had a good performance there. You know, it was good. I thought the competition level was good, depending on what weight you were at. You know, so, yeah, I thought it was all right. It wasn't – I just wish that more open guys, like in the past, would come out and wrestle in it like what they used to. They just don't do that as much anymore. But I think it was all right. It was better than years in the past. For a while there, it was getting pretty low, but it's starting to work its way back up a little bit.
I was too bad you weren't there because KJ was awesome. He said that you know, Matt 10 was somewhere near Schaumburg, and so you guys would have had a tough time, you know, finding some of the mats where they were around corners and things like that. So, because it wasn't at Northwestern this year.
No, well, Northwestern, it was a lot easier than Northwestern, though. Northwestern, they're on the back side of all the bleachers and stuff. There's like two separate rooms. At least this way, you know, I mean, you can almost see all the mats basically from one spot. But KJ was funny. I kept watching on the computer matches, and I'd see KJ in the background. And I was going to text him and say, I spy you. and then the KJ, he just, I don't know, he takes everything personal. Oh, so now you're calling me big. You see me on the computer. Oh, yeah. You know? So I try not to go down that road with KJ because he takes everything so personal.
7508 on the text line, the announcer at the Midlands during Sorensen Surtsis said, and to nobody's surprise, we're going to overtime on mat 3. That was hilarious.
It was so true. So true. I mean, you could have literally just saved everybody the time and gone right to the overtime, flipped a coin right then and there, and started the match because you knew that's what it was going to come down to.
So Michigan State coming up on Friday, and then next week we'll talk about that. We'll look ahead to Oklahoma State because that'll be fun on Sunday, January the 14th at Iowa City.
It will be. That'll be probably our best home meet of the entire season, January 14th. And obviously, that's a Sunday.
Yep, I think Sunday, it's a Sunday afternoon.
So those always bring good crowds, Sunday afternoon meets. So if anybody wants to pledge me for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club Polar Arctic Plunge, coming up on January 27th after the Michigan meet, it's open to the public, which is a lot of fun and quite entertaining. But that you can go to hwcplunge.com, hwcplunge.com. But yeah, after the Michigan meet on Sunday, January 27th, everybody can go over to Brown Deer Golf Course and watch everybody jump into a frozen pond, and it's pretty darn entertaining.
Yeah, well,
if you're not jumping,
unless you're jumping, and it's still entertaining too, though, when you're jumping. You make it entertaining.
Let's get you to jump and see how entertaining you think that is.
Let
me interview right when you get out of the water. Hey, how entertained are you right now, Scott?
I just pledge.
As you can't even open your mouth to talk.
Probably a bit warmer in that water than it was a couple of mornings last week, though.
Yeah.
I'll watch from the golf simulator. How about that?
Maybe with a brown drink in hand. Hey, Mark, appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. All right, sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
All right, Mark Ironside joining us here on Wednesdays on the Gym Class, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Stop on by Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. We will take a break, come back. We will get you a Bowling Night in America preview, plus Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will stop by and join us. All that coming up in the Gym Class, KGYM.
It's official. Weekends at Buffalo Wild Wings just got better. For a limited time, get $3 select domestic pint beers and $4 select shareables all day Saturday and Sunday. Weekends are also for sports, as mandated by Buffalo Wild Wings. Watch all the games with people that are here for the right reason, with dozens of beers on tap and 21 different flavors of sauces and seasonings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. See participating location for details. Restrictions apply. Please drink responsibly.
Whew, sorry I'm late. Ready to tee off?
Dude, you're glowing gold.
Yeah, stopped by Shell on the way to the course and got rewarded with instant gold status.
Cool. Does it do anything?
Yeah, it saves me 5 cents per gallon on every fill every day.
Whoa.
And it crushes the long ball. Watch this. Nope, it just saves at Shell.
Get rewarded at Shell when you join the Fuel Rewards program now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons per transaction at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
I can't hear you over the drums.
Stop.
What?
Hey, I was practicing.
For what?
The Nissan Heisman House is back.
That's great, but we have a show to do.
Sorry. I just can't get enough of the Heisman House.
Just go to NissanHeismanHouse.com to get your fill and vote for next year's Heisman winner. Ryan.
Sorry.
Okay, the holidays are over and you're thinking about selling your home this year. Doug McAllister and the team at Pinnacle Realty know how quickly spring will be here and know what to do to get your home ready for the selling season, now just weeks away. The Cedar Rapids housing market was white hot last year, and right now, Pinnacle can make sure your home is ready to sell at your price. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Spring is closer than you think.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
3:43, back with you on the Gym Class KGYM. We're going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. We encourage you to text us your questions for Chris. A lot of keeper questions out there, I would imagine. If you have playoff, there is playoff fantasy
there
football.
There is indeed.
And if you have a question about that, you can text in, call in at 319-366-1600.
Ironside still chirping as he left the studio.
And you're just
wound him up.
You're just pressing buttons. That's what you're doing. Hopefully you'd be throwing strikes tonight. You and the rest of the Rusty Nails as we get back into the swing of things here for 2018, the back half of the season, as we like to call it.
We are in a slump, aren't we? What'd you calculate, 3-13?
3-13 over the last 16, the last month.
It's not been good. Not coincidentally, it's been a month since my last 600, so...
And a month since Rusty left.
It's about time we get off the schneid. It won't be easy. We face Diamond Edge, led by Marcus Mitz.
Chiefs fan.
Annually one of the top bowlers in the league. Lanes 23 and 24 tonight. We'll see if we can get off the 500 mark, 32 and 32 on the year. Are the rustier than usual Nails. Ninth place in the league. It's not. We were in contention a month ago, right?
We're still... We're still sort of there. Sort of there.
You're off.
We gotta start winning.
You're off. I'm on. I'll let you know tonight how we fare.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We have a new bowling ball debuting tonight, perhaps.
Mike Bruner has a new ball, I understand. Yeah. And that could be good or bad.
Hope he practiced with it. Because the first... Or again, just let him have the 10 minutes of warm-up time tonight.
Exactly.
It's going to be a whole lot different out there. If you like to practice, if you're in a league, or if you just like to go out and get in some bowling, we encourage you to call May City Bowl.
Indeed. Or have an equipment question, visit the Pro Shop. Andy Dirks manning that. 362-0136 is the number. MayCityBowlCR.com is the website.
Right now, we're going to talk some fantasy football. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, our fantasy football expert here on the Gym Class, joining us one more time this year. And if you have a question for Chris, love to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600. That is a text line, Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That is also our phone line, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you, and I imagine a lot of keeper questions out there. Chris's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy football here on KGYM. And, Chris, happy new year to you. How you been?
I've been good. How about yourself?
Well, going to get a little bit of cabbage back for fantasy football, and the Chiefs are in the playoffs, so I can't complain.
Ah, nice. Could be worse. Yeah, I was in London for Christmas. I was in Porto, northern Portugal, for New Year's. I definitely did a little bit too much partying for some of my age, but I'm ready to deal with the NFL playoffs now.
We won't ask. We will not indulge into anything that happened that night in Portugal.
Chris, who was the biggest fantasy mover this year? Would it be a guy like Todd Gurley?
I mean, he was like a third-round pick, some in the second round as we got toward draft day, and he was by far the number one most valuable player. So, you know, do you take the guy who's the number one overall player who crossed in the playoffs, who was in the late second, or do you count like Alvin Kamara, who you got in the 12th round and was like a late first-round value? So between Gurley, Kamara, and then some of the quarterbacks like Wentz for most of the year carried people, and, you know, So I would say those are the big ones.
Yeah, Kamara's guy, I think that that rookie class, Kareem Hunt was there early for Kansas City, but Kamara's kind of the one that came on late. And he, to me, in my opinion anyway, would be kind of that David Johnson next year, although I think David Johnson's still going to go very, very high.
Yeah, it's going to be really loaded with running backs. So you got David Johnson coming back, Zeke not facing a suspension, Le'Veon Bell, you got Gurley. And then, if he makes the Pro Bowl, becomes a free agent. There's a clause in his contract that if he's not makes the Pro Bowl, but is on the All-Pro team, which is, you know, harder to make than the Pro Bowl because it's the entire league. But he was pretty darn good. I mean, he could make that team. And if Ingram goes elsewhere, Kamara, I mean, he's not Darren Sproles. Kamara is 5'10", 215. You know, Kamara is perfectly capable of getting 18 carries and 7 catches in a game. I mean, he could be a workhorse. So that's something else to keep an eye on. And then you just have your other Gordon, LeSean McCoy, Devonta Freeman, Jordan Howard. I mean, the first round might have 9 or 10 running backs in it next year.
Sean at 1334 wants to ask you, Chris, is Andrew Luck worth keeping for next year?
I don't know the format of your league. It's pretty easy to find quarterbacks, but, you know, if it doesn't cost you anything, it depends what you have to give up. But if there's nothing to give up, yeah, sure. If he comes back healthy, he's still, a really good quarterback. It's just, we don't really know with him. But, I didn't have to, forego another keeper. I would keep him, yeah.
John at 5692, Chris, do you think Dez Bryant or Jordy Nelson could end up on new teams next year and be relevant again?
I don't think Jordy's going to be relevant unless he's on the Packers because he needs Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not even sure that the Packers are going to pay him. They may cut him. And Dez, kind of same thing. I think Dez has a chance to still be good. Maybe he has something left, but Donald Lowe's been great for him. So I would say Dez is the better bet, and either probably could end up on a different team.
Where do you slot Deshaun Watson next year?
Number one QB.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think.
Wow.
I mean, Rodgers is so solid, but he's coming off an injury. So is Watson. But Watson put up numbers like you could not believe for about 6 weeks. And the thing is, this guy is basically Russell Wilson with Brett Favre's mentality. He doesn't care every pick. He's just going to toss it down the field and let his guy go get it. I mean, I've never seen a guy that mobile and that much of a gunslinger in one player. And he's got DeAndre Hopkins. He's got Will Fuller. I mean, I think he could be a monster. So I'm make him number one. Obviously, he needs to check out, but assuming he comes back healthy already, reportedly he's ahead of schedule, he's my top QB.
319-366-1600. Got a phone caller or two lined up. Your texts are welcome as well. If you have any questions pertaining to fantasy football as far as your keepers are concerned, looking ahead to next year anyway. And it'll be interesting. And then you have the crop of quarter. You're going to have another big rookie crop of quarterbacks. You got Baker Mayfield who's jumping in there. Jeff Allen has already said he's going to be leaving Wyoming and going into the NFL draft. A lot of people speculating if Rosen and the USC quarterback,
Darnold,
will be 1-2 in the draft. So could have another whole thing of Wentz and Goff again a couple years later.
Well, I'm just hoping one of them is on the Giants and they get rid of Eli Carcass and put it out the pasture the way they should have 3-4 years ago. And it's just laughable that they were making this big outcry, this huge outcry when Eli got benched. And I remember he's losing 23-0 to Arizona, threw 2 picks and fumbled. It's, oh, yeah, because this is so much more dignified to go out like this. You know, the benching was so horrible, but we needed to see him lose 23-0 to Arizona. Yeah. If they stick with Eli, they're totally dumb. They need to move on. And, Eli did some great things for the Giants, but, everybody gets old. And, and he wasn't even that great when he was good.
How about Patrick Mahomes? I said the worst thing the Chiefs could do was trot him out there, and he looks great. Looked very good against the Broncos on Sunday. Now you've got, do you play Mahomes next year? Do you sign Alex Smith for $17 million for one more year? I don't know what the Chiefs are going to do.
I mean, Smith had a great year, and it's not over yet. I mean, they're favored by 8.5 over the Titans. They win that game. They go to New England. They're probably not going to win that game, but they did beat him week one. I mean, Alex Smith isn't even done yet. And the risk for Mahomes is if Mahomes replaces Smith, he might start protesting. Whoever replaces Alex Smith, there's a big risk.
6882 on the text line, Chris. Is A.J. Green worth keeping, even if he cost me 20% of my cap space, PPR scoring?
Yes, I'm going to say yes. 20% is fine. He's not a first-round pick anymore. I think he's a second-round pick, but I think 20% on your second-round pick is okay.
We got to caution listeners. Chris doesn't pay a lot of attention to college football, but I'll throw this out anyway. From Fresh and Marion, is Saquon Barkley a top 5 running back next year?
you prefaced your question correctly. I have no idea. Does he mean top five drafted as one of the top five running backs out of the draft, or does he mean top five once he gets drafted and winds up an NFL team? I mean, usually if you're going to ask him if he's going to be a top five NFL running back, probably not, although Zeke Elliott was right out of the gate. Kareem Hunt, Kamara was right there. But it really depends where they land, right? I mean, if you want him to land in a, you know, in a situation that's not only, you know, where he gets a full-time job to himself, but also that it's a decent team.
93-55, would you keep Mark Ingram or Melvin Gordon in a standard league?
I mean, as I said, Ingram, there's some risk that he's named first team all pro and then might end up be a free agent. But I think I'd say Ingram. Gordon's just not very good. That's the problem with him. He's the guy still, but he's not very good. I'll take Ingram.
What are your thoughts on Garoppolo next year?
Top 10 QB, maybe top 7.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look what he did with nothing. Look at the receivers he had. His best receiver is Marquise Goodwin. Marquise Goodwin was the number 3 receiver in Buffalo a couple years ago. And Pierre Garçon was out. You know, the tight ends, when Kittle got hurt, he used Garrett Alec. You know, he's Lewis Murphy. I mean, that guy's been around forever. And he won like 5 games in a row and played great and even lit up the Jaguars. I think Garoppolo, and they're going to probably get him a, you know, receiver in the draft or sign somebody. And it's hard. I mean, you know, a guy looks like Joe Montana out there. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I know it's a small sample, but, you know, I'm taking him over Dak Prescott. I'm taking him over Matt Ryan next year for sure.
Well, I think the 49ers are going to be your early season Cinderella team for next year. Everyone's looking at the 49ers like they're going to be the next big dynasty behind Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, if they beat Brady in the Super Bowl next year, the Patriots maybe will regret trading him for a second-round pick. But, I mean, it was lucky, and this is how dumb the Giants are, because the Giants should have stepped up with their second-round pick, but, you know, they weren't, you know, I don't know what they were thinking. They were asleep at the switch, because it's a franchise-changing trade. And I know a lot of 49ers fans who are extremely excited about the future.
One last text question for you, Chris. 3560 can keep two of the following. I'm not sure whether it's a PPR or not, but A.J. Green, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, or Sammy Watkins?
DeAndre Hopkins, and it's 50-50 between A.J. Green and Julio Jones.
Mm.
Flip a coin, whichever one you like better.
I like Hopkins with Watson. I think that's going to be a tremendous, tremendous connection here. All right, Chris, hey, appreciate everything you guys do for us and everybody at RotoWire. Had a great football season, and we'll get connected again as we get toward spring training and get ready for Major League Baseball. But, hey, always appreciate it, and you and the family have a very good time here in the next couple months. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Anytime. Really enjoy coming on your show. It's been like 15 years, so it's always fun. Take care.
All right, thank you. Check them out online at rotowire.com. And we thank Chris for helping us out. Coming up next, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to have tickets to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders up for grabs on Star Wars night this Saturday night. Yeah, Star Wars night. There's a movie out, Mark. Did you know that? It is Star Wars night.
It's making a little bit of money.
Yes, it is. And they will have tickets for you to win. Check out the website. And they will have more information at KGYMRadio.com. How was The Bachelor the first night? You don't watch The Bachelor. You just do the dancing thing, right?
I plead the fifth.
All right. Bowl strikes tonight. I will look forward to the texts.
I will send them.
All right. Kevin Lehman will join us coming up tomorrow on the Thursday edition of The Gym Class. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming up next, KGYM.
It's official. Weekends at Buffalo Wild Wings just got better. For a limited time, get $3 select domestic pint beers and $4 select shareables all day Saturday and Sunday.